with Guns a-blazin'.
You have to.
Because there's Gio and Kayla over there living out her lame duck presidency.
Short timer.
She got into a little bit of a brouhaha with a listener of ours. One of our biggest fans, I would say.
It's not okay.
Last night.
I have all the tweets right here. Wasn't sure if you wanted them.
Oh, I got them pulled up on my monitor, homie. I was ready for this. Because last night, Mike, who is a big fan of ours, he was up in the lobby a couple of months ago. I've met him at an event before.
Is he cool?
He's great, man. All right. He's a veteran, and he is a solid dude, supports this show big time, tweets us, doesn't tweet us on like the extreme Ryan Redbeard thing, which we truly appreciate.
Was he at our live show in the...
Last name said. I dumped it because I don't know if he wants his last name out there, even though it's on his Twitter handle. You never know if somebody wants her first and last. So what's the first tweet that you see that started the whole thing? What is the shot that started the revolution from your perspective, Seth Kushner?
The shot, I believe, was fired from Mike when he said that Kayla was not a ride or die chick because she was accepting a position in Las Vegas.
You said on your tweet, it won't be permanent. This is Seth Kush. But next Thursday, Danielle 97X will be on the phones as Kayla transitions out of DGL. Very well put. It makes it sound like she's adding a penis.
Thank you. Well, it took me a long time to fire off that tweet. I couldn't jam all the characters in there.
I'd like to see that.
She's transitioning from Drew Garabo land to Chet Buchanan world, and that is transitioning indeed. We won't steal her, meaning Danielle, from 97X. I don't know why you'd lie like that in a tweet. We would steal her in a heartbeat, but we can't do so because our hands are tied. She's so good over there that, unfortunately, they value her tremendously. So then he said to that, that's a ride or die chick right there. Right? That's how I have it here?
That is what Mike said, yes.
Yes, okay. And then things, let's see, Kayla jumped in, I think, and said, who? I'm sorry, Kayla already's waving me off.
This started started two nights ago when you had screenshot and said, please redirect all of your tweets to shows with Morning Zoo in them.
Yes, because you were promoting our show as if you gave two craps about it. So I wanted to tell you to take that fake energy and put it all the way across the country to Las Vegas to the show you truly love, the Morning Zoo and the Beekeeper and whoever they are.
This is the reason why I get into fights with people, because they think that I'm a bad person because you're promoting it that way. I'm not a bad person for accepting a position across the U.S.
Do you guys hear me say the words bad or person?
Man, we haven't even played the clip yet.
Anybody hear bad or person in what I said? I'm just simply saying you chose a show in favor of ours. Your future is taking you to Morning Zoo land, and you're no longer one of ours.
She may be referring to your tone, Drew.
Well, yeah, and describe said tone, Soul Brother Kevin.
I'm just trying to put myself into Kayla's britches.
Well, I'd like to see that happen.
Oh, yeah.
Let's physically see that.
Yeah, I'm trying to do that. Yeah. Maybe she's having a little buyer's remorse. leaving is not easy.
Right. And we have already cut ties with her, and maybe she has not yet cut ties with us and is still emotionally attached to us.
See, when you say that,
right,
that you've cut ties.
That
already.
Was a weird tone that I said that in?
Yeah,
should I say
weird.
It like this? Is this a better tone?
You know what I mean.
No, yeah, no, listen, we have already moved on, and I'm trying to separate us as possible by cutting the umbilical cord, if you will, and she is still getting nutrients.
You're just
that.
Ripping the Band-Aid off. We need a little massaging.
Oh, you want me to, like, soak it underwater?
Like a gentle transition.
Got you. Kayla is choosing to better her future and go to a show in Morning Zoo land, and we are trying to rip the Band-Aid off, but you're trying to do it gently.
Because we'll be disappointed that she's leaving.
So anyway, tell us when it went south in your opinion, Kayla.
It's not in my opinion.
I'm sorry. No, this all got started because of me, right? That, like, we established that it's my fault that this got started. Is that the road we're going down?
That's what I heard.
You can read it however you want, but I didn't say
It's your
say
tone
that.
Really more than anything else.
Gotcha.
Your
tone is everything.
So her tone tells me that she thinks this is my fault somehow, that you're being painted as disloyal when in actually your disloyal actions are painting you that way.
It's not even about that. Let me explain. He attached on a tweet from two nights ago. He responded back last night.
Okay.
I responded to you two nights ago and said, and you think girls are too sensitive to be on your show. And you said, not all girls.
True story.
Okay. Fast forward, and I said, who? And you didn't respond back. However, he took it upon himself to respond back last night and said, you're not, something along the lines of, you're not ride or die. And I said, then what makes a ride or die chick? He then said, you're not ride or die, and then tagged Danielle in the post. And okay. That's right after Seth had posted up that Danielle would be in next week. I am very happy when Danielle is in the studio.
Oh, me too, man.
I love her.
Me too.
Exactly.
It is so cool to have a female in here who's committed and no, I'm just kidding. I was taking us down that road intentionally just so you could see what I was doing if I was trying to do that intentionally. But I seriously can't wait for Danielle. Go ahead.
So we fast forward, and I said, just because Danielle is coming to the studio doesn't mean that I am ride or die. And then all these tweets happened to go on. It's not that he responded to Seth's tweet. He responded to a tweet that I had sent a day prior.
A tweet that, by the way, you knew wasn't private, that you were tweeting out in the tweetosphere where anyone who follows both of us could see it.
Exactly.
So he's not supposed to jump on that tweet.
No, he can jump on it, but okay. I wanted him to explain himself, and he wasn't explaining himself.
Can you go through the correspondence on Twitter before we put Mike on the air and then play Kayla's reaction that she did post on Twitter last night?
It would certainly be my pleasure. We have Mike on the line ready to hopefully iron all of this out.
I have the clip, too, over here.
You've got the clip of her video?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait for that. That's truly going to be the highlight of today's program. Mike Moser, I said his last name again, but it's in his Twitter handle. He said, in my humble listener opinion, Danielle 97X, okay? And then the next tweet is, so because I accept a job to better my future, I'm not, all caps, ride or die, all caps.
Shots fired.
I suppose so. I guess that's shots being fired somehow between Kayla and our listener, Mike. By the way, a guy who will be still listening to our show next week and the week after next while you go chase greener pastures in Las Vegas, Nevada, so please keep that in mind. Then he said, I will miss hearing you. Much love, Kayla. I hope the morning zoo makes you happy. Now, is that a jerky thing for him to say? Is that shots fired?
If you read it the way it's supposed to be meant, which is, oh, I just want this conversation to be over with. Yeah.
Okay, so he's trying to put it to rest, and he's trying to end a conversation by saying, I hope you're happy.
Sure, if that's how you want to interpret it.
Sometimes it's awkward for people to say that they're going to miss you, Caleb. Uh-huh. That's the way I took it.
Right.
That's his way of saying we're going to miss you.
Right. So regardless, it could have been over there. I'll miss hearing you. Much love. I hope the morning zoo makes you happy. But you weren't satisfied with that. Why? You weren't satisfied with that. Why?
Because he was trying to be a jerk to me is what he was trying to do, in my opinion.
By saying, I hope the morning zoo makes you happy?
No, it wasn't even about that. It was a string of tweets back and forth. And at that point, he was just trying to get the conversation over with because he knew he was in the wrong by calling my loyalty into question.
Okay. So you wanted to continue it. You wanted to...
I just wanted an explanation as to why he didn't think that I was ride or die anymore.
Okay. So you said you didn't answer my question. Don't question my loyalty unless you're willing to answer for your accusations. So then Mike said, I believe claiming ride or die, then going on a vacation to Vegas and going to the morning zoo without telling anyone is poor form. From what I understand, people heard from an anonymous tweet, you were at the zoo. Is that true or is that false?
No, that is true.
Okay. So then he's absolutely right in everything that he said.
No, he is not right. That's not what I was doing. I was out there. I was seeing if it was even a good fit. That was the whole thing. I was there on vacation. Mm-hmm. I sat in with another show
right.
just to see if it was a good fit. Who knows? I could have come back and go, I really didn't like any of that.
Sure.
It could put something into perspective for me going, man, like this really solidifies to me that that's where I want to be with Drew and them. You know, maybe I haven't experienced other things mm-hmm. other than this show.
Well, and that's all well and good, but you can understand where he feels that talent not telling anyone about it makes you disloyal. That's his opinion.
No, I don't understand that at all. Just because I go somewhere else just to see what else is out there, now
I'm
disloyal?
I'm not saying you have to agree with him. I'm just saying that's his opinion. Seth?
I don't think Kayla's disloyal at all for taking that job. I know what they're paying her. It is a lot more than she's getting paid to do this job.
Sure.
And she's going to be able to be a co-host and a producer out there.
Right.
And like we talked about on this show many times, there's not really, she can't really grow in that position.
Right.
So to go out and get more money and grow and spread your wings, I have no problem with that.
I encourage
Kayla to take that job.
Nor do I. But if a listener of ours does see it that way, I certainly see without the perspective that we have, knowing what she makes here, knowing what she could make out there, I can understand why he would draw that conclusion.
But I feel like if it's explained the way I just explained it, that it was a better opportunity for Kayla's career and for her wallet, who wouldn't take that job?
I would in a heartbeat. If I were in her position, I would take that job too. But along with that would come someone's opinion that without telling anyone about it, he considers that to be somewhat disloyal. I don't, Seth doesn't, you don't, but a listener of ours, knowing what they know, sees it that way.
It doesn't make any sense to me that you would call into question because I went. I want to bring this to this light here. Did you tell the Magic that you were going to come over here and audition when you were leaving the Magic?
Oh yeah,
you did.
Absolutely.
I mean, poor form not to.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not
Seth,
a Benedict Arnold.
When you were talking to Drew before you came over here from Hot 101.5, did you happen to go to everyone over there and say that?
I did, Kayla. I did. And I'm not just doing this to make you look bad. I'm not. And actually, when I was looking for a job in San Francisco because I was unhappy at Hot, I let everybody know from top to bottom I wasn't under contract, much like you're not under contract, so you are free to do whatever you want. Yeah. I like not being under contract because I could go get another job tomorrow with somebody if
Please
I wanted
don't.
To.
Don't do it.
No, I won't, but that's the thing. When you don't put people under contract, they're able to do whatever they want, sure. And Kayla's in that position.
Seth, yeah. Just give us a heads up, man.
That's all I ask is that you let me know. No, we chose to let people know. You chose not to, and that's cool. You do you. You know, but just know that you, by doing that, you're going to open yourself up to stuff like that. People, whether they are right or not, are going to have that opinion no matter what you say.
It's not shady for me to look elsewhere.
No one said shady.
No, but that's what I felt last night. He was trying to call into question my loyalty because I went somewhere and looked into a job somewhere else. Am I going to really tell my employer, like, hey, listen, I'm going to go look for a job elsewhere, but in the meantime, I'm just going to keep working here.
Your employer, no. But, okay, would you agree that you and I are friends?
Yes.
But you wouldn't tell me that you were just going to go. What do you think that, like, I would fire you if you were to go to, like, pursue an opportunity somewhere?
No, I just didn't. I don't share everything with everyone. What do you want me to go on the air and tell everyone, like, hey, guys?
Talk off the air, too.
I know, but that's like me going, hey, listen, a lot of the listeners are my friends. I talk to a lot of them on Twitter. We're all friends that way. Do I go on the air and go, hey, just let everyone know.
I'm
going
to
go
look
elsewhere.
So I'm the same thing as a listener when it comes to friends.
No, you're twisting my words at this point. I happen to be
using your words.
No, you're not. You're twisting them.
Okay.
We haven't even played the clip yet, man.
The clip is really the pièce de résistance. So you and Mike Moser are having this moment last night. By the way, up until now, I have no opinion on it. You know, you're going out to pursue what you're going to pursue. Awesome, do so. Would I have in your shoes told me about it? Sure, I would have. Just to say, hey, listen, a heads up. You might see it on Twitter. I'm going to go out to Vegas and maybe look at an opportunity. And I'll be like, look, do you need help with your demo tape? What can I do to help? But you chose not to do that, and that's totally cool.
There was nothing there. I was going out on vacation. And
there's nothing there. You came back with a job.
No, I went out there to see if it was even a good fit.
Well, clearly
I didn't know
it was.
Anything. The whole thing is I didn't know anything about Top 40 Radio mornings. I didn't know anything about it. I was kind of curious myself to see if it was even a fit, if I even worked well in that demo.
Sure.
Kevin,
please. It's a test drive, man.
You want to take it out
a car.
Right.
You're on vacation. You walk past a lot. You go, oh, I need a new car.
So
you don't have time to call everybody and tell them you're getting a new car.
A solid analogy. However, let me flip it a little bit. If I'm married to you and I'm going to go, like, take another girl out for a test drive,
all right.
I should do what? Tell you I'm going to go take that girl out for a test drive or just do it, and if I like it a lot, I come back to you afterwards.
It's after you figure out if it's a proper fit.
Please let the court reflect that the proper fit was accompanied with the circle and the pointer.
Hot dog and donuts.
Yes, Gio.
Well, you called it a vacation, but the station brought you out there. Like,
yes.
Flew you out there for the job audition.
It's like an all expenses paid vacation.
It wasn't really a vacation.
And all expenses paid vacation.
It was a vacation because of the fact that I went out there, I had a good time, and I just sat in with a couple of friends that I've known for a while now, and they wanted me to sit in just to see if we had some sort of comfort level on air.
Yeah. No, Kayla has won our talent search. I think I saw that on their website. We found our search for the new Zouette. It is Kayla. Let's call things what they are. You don't have to fudge anything. We're not mad at you for taking the job. Believe me. Mike might have been a little bit, but we're not mad at you for taking this opportunity. We're overjoyed for you, and we're very happy for us as well.
A little mad.
Me? I couldn't be less mad about it. It's awesome for her. It's great for us. I am not the least bit mad, nor do I begrudge her for doing so. I knew when she tried to leave the show before that we would eventually have to replace her. That moment came about when I thought it would come. So, Kayla gets on after Mike and Kayla go back and forth about this and makes a video that Gio, I believe, has the audio for, which I don't even know how to give it an introduction. Seth?
There's no intro needed for this.
What about music? Can we music?
Perfect.
Congratulations to somebody who I won't mention your name, but you got under my skin.
Those sound effects are
dubbed
in,
Gio. Questioned my loyalty to Drew, and I guess I don't know what kind of outcome you wanted from it, but you got me to cry like a little baby. Because...
Stop that.
You questioned something that I hold really dearly, and that's loyalty.
Is that the clip?
No.
My bad.
I think there are cries there that weren't really there.
Oh, wrong clip.
Congratulations to...
Thank you.
To somebody who I won't mention your name, but...
Mike.
You got under my skin. You won. Questioned my loyalty to Drew, and I guess I don't know what kind of outcome you wanted from it, but You got me to cry like a little baby because you questioned something that I hold really dearly, and that's loyalty. So you won, and I hope you feel like a big man from it.
Man.
Yeah, big man. Now, the purpose in making that video was to publicly shame Mike for publicly shaming you?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you feel like you got what you wanted out of that?
No, you know what? I regret it now. But the whole thing was he came back and apologized for saying what he did. We had DMs back and forth when I followed him back, and we went at it for a while. And he said that he didn't understand why I did it the way I did it, about going out to Vegas and sitting in.
Sure.
And I had tried to keep explaining it to him. I said, just because I go sit in somewhere else, I'm not under contract. I'd like to make a little more money at one point and kind of expand a little bit. And, there was an opportunity and I took it. I don't understand how that makes me disloyal and makes me not ride or die because I try to grow a little bit.
Doesn't make you disloyal at all. It makes you a girl who's looking out for her own future. To me, but to Mike, a regular listener, who we welcome now to Drew Garabo Live, he saw it as disloyal. Mike, after your DM conversation with Kayla, which hopefully included the exchange of private part photos, do you still consider Kayla disloyal, or do you understand now that she had reached her proverbial glass ceiling here at Cox Media Group Tampa and needed to take this opportunity to further her career and expand the brand?
Well, here's the thing. I understand her needing a better gig, more money, but... listening for a while, she always used to say, I'm ride or die, Drew, I'm ride or die. And if she would have never mentioned her loyalty, most people don't mention their loyalty, they show their loyalty. But she mentioned it all the time, and I was like, okay, I don't believe her when she says that, because she wanted to leave a year ago. And so that kind of resonated with me. And then all of a sudden I find out she wouldn't even mention it to you and say, hey, you guys are friends. Like, I know you care about Kayla. And just to say, hey, Drew, I'm going on vacation, but I'm going to sit on a radio show with a heck of a lot more pay. I love you, but you got to understand this. I mean, that's all she had to do. And you would have been like, cool, I totally understand, I'm sure. So I think the way she did it was wrong.
Sure.
And looking back, man, maybe I shouldn't have said something. But another fan of the show direct messaged me. He said, look, man, don't lose sleep tonight. He said, if it wasn't you, it would have been someone else to bring it up to her, or she would have just bottled it up forever, because the reason she got so overreactive over, because somewhere in her brain she felt that way to begin with. Now, I feel bad that I'm the one that made her cry. I care about Kayla. I listened to her for 4 hours a day.
Right.
But at the same time, I felt compelled to speak my opinion.
Sure.
Man,
as a listener who considers himself close to the situation, you merely wanted to express to Kayla why, in your opinion, by your standards, that could be seen as disloyal. Do you understand where he's coming from?
No, not at all, actually.
Okay, cool. All right, then we're going to go nowhere. We'll just keep, because
we share two different opinions, so I'll never understand where you're coming from, because to me, what I did was just to benefit my future. It had no effects on anybody else other than trying to go somewhere with my future. It wasn't supposed to be directed as a malicious thing towards Drew, towards Seth, towards Gio, towards you, towards SBK. It wasn't meant to be that way, so I'll never understand your point of view on the fact that I did something for my future.
All right, I don't think she's going to get where he's coming from. Mike, I think you understand where Kayla's coming from. While you might disagree passionately, so I don't see the point in even continuing this. However, the bottom line is a video was made, and we played it here on Drew Garabo Live. Mike, I sincerely appreciate your support of the show. I'm sorry that this had to explode into an unfortunate video, but I hope that next week and the week after and the week after that, you'll still be listening to Drew Garabo Live.
Well, of course, man. Ride or die.
Jeez, too soon.
't tell anybody, but this is the Drew Garabo Live hidden track of the day. Suck it down, taste it.
Michelle, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, Michelle. We're talking about the story where a husband called off the wedding because the wife would not send a nude selfie to him. Can you understand that?
Yes and no. For me, I've been married for 23 years, mm-hmm. In my mid-40s,
And any time throughout my entire relationship with my husband, if he's asked me for a nudie, he's gotten a nudie. Stop. I mean, in my opinion, you got to keep it spicy, keep it open.
Keep it open.
Calling off the wedding for non-nudie pictures. I mean, I don't know how long have they been together. Is she a little reserved? Does he need to loosen her up some?
Maybe, but what do you mean by keeping it open? What does that mean?
What to whore?
Well, you know,
yes.
Looking at other girls, looking at other guys, watching porn together, trying new things, being open to trying a new thing.
There you go. So your husband texts you at work today, like you're on your way home, and your husband's at work maybe, and he goes, hey, listen, I'm a little bit horny right now. Send me a picture of you in the bathroom with your hand underneath your arm, rubbing your head, and you would immediately go and do it.
I don't know. Is that sexual, hand underneath your arm, rubbing your head?
Maybe for him it is. He's got some weird fetishes.
That's how he gets down.
Yeah.
Well, if it's for him, then, yeah, I do my best to try to accommodate.
There you go. You're a hell of a woman. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call.
All right. Love your show, guys.
I love you. 727-579-1025.
I just asked Phoebe to send me a nude, and I hit my stopwatch. I guarantee you I'll have it in less than 5 minutes.
Wow.
Let's see.
Okay, let's.
It's a new benchmark.
Lori, how fast can you get your wife to send a
send
nude?
Send me your nudes.
What's up, Lori? How are you?
Hey there. I'm not like the other gals. I'm single, okay. And I've been divorced for 17 years, and I'm 48 now. And I have shared nudity pictures with the boyfriends. Keep it alive. Keep it going.
Keep it going.
I can't. Go ahead.
So you're 48.
Uh-huh.
And you say that you'll send them at the drop of a hat to your current man.
I would, definitely.
Nobody wants to see your floppy fun bags.
Okay.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry, what was that?
I don't know what Pat just said.
Nobody wants to see your floppy fun bags.
Oh, that's terrible. My co-host Pat just said nobody wants to see your floppy fun bags, but that's not true. I bet you're keeping it tight at age 48, right? Ma'am? Ooh. Lori?
You lost
Lori. She's not. She didn't hang up. She's still there.
Floppy fun bags count in the ratings, too.
Look, I didn't say it. Pat said it.
We need those floppy fun bags the most.
She's still there. She's just going through a weird cell. If she had hung up, it would have gotten the bung by now.
Maybe they're just fun bags and not really floppy.
Right.
I mean, I really only
Her
want...
Her boobs fell on the phone.
Stop that, Pat. That's not nice. Go ahead, Seth.
I really only want floppy fun bags listening to the show.
Yeah, 48 is perfect.
But if they're
yeah.
floppy, they're probably no fun.
Well, they may be a little bit fun.
To each his own.
Lori, you there? Lori? All right, we're going to throw her on hold. She's going to be back. I believe it. Did you get a nudie yet back from your wife?
I'm at a minute and 47. No nudies yet.
Okay.
What'd you say? What's the count?
I said, hey, can you send me a nude?
She sent me one. Want to see it? Not funny. Marianne, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Interlocking whore.
Hi, guys. How are you?
What up, girl?
I just wanted to call and say that I think, in my opinion, if your husband, if you're in a committed relationship with someone, more specifically if you're married, that if your husband or the opposite, if your wife asks you for a nudie, you should send it no matter what. No matter where you're at, you can find a place to take it and send it to them.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's obviously your woman has the right to reserve, her hoots for just in-person viewings. But if you're in a happy relationship and your man says, hey, a little bit horned up, want to take a look at what you got, you should probably send it along. Otherwise, he's going to look for it elsewhere.
I agree with you 100%. I visited my mom and my sisters a couple of months ago in another state. I was only gone for a week. My husband said, hey, send me a couple of pictures. They live in like the mountains, like very wooded area. I walked out there, took a couple of pictures, sent it to them. I think that you should. I think that, honestly, I think it's kind of your, if you want to keep your relationship intact, if you want to keep it spicy, you should definitely
spicy.
Do those things.
Real spicy.
Oh, and we watch porn together. I think that's another thing that you should do as a married couple.
You let him pick the porn?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He picks it. I pick it. Doesn't matter.
What do you pick?
I like a lot of the girl-on-girl stuff.
Hot.
We need a...
No, I mean, yeah.
Come on, dude. And you say like you were out in the middle of the wilderness and your husband asked you for a nudie?
Yeah, well, I was in my mother's home when I got the text message. So I walked out of her house. She lives on like 5 acres, and there's a lot of woods and stuff where she lives, literally up in the mountains. And so I walked out a couple acres where it was nice and woodsy and took a couple of pictures and sent it to him.
Were you making love to a bear?
God, that's not very nice at all. Well, thank you. I appreciate the phone call. I hope you have a great night, and thank you very much.
Thank you, too, and I love your show. You guys are great.
Thank you. You're awesome.
I got a nudie with a request in 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
2 minutes and 30 seconds.
I challenge all guys out there to send a text to their girlfriends or their wives.
All right. What about both?
Or both.
Thank you.
And say, may I have a nude? And then hit your stopwatch and see how long it takes.
A pine cone was stuck in her hoo-ha.
That was a pine cone was stuck in her hoo-ha. Pat sometimes can't pronounce things correctly.
2.5 minutes. That's pretty strong, isn't it?
Two and a half minutes.
Pretty good.
All right. Let's see if I can beat that. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
How do I word the request?
I just said, can you send a nude, which I've never said before. Normally, I'm more graphic.
Yeah. I've never had to ask for one. I usually just get them unsolicitedly. But right now.
By the way, when I was looking at the nude, SBK was trying to get my attention to show me a story that apparently over 100 ESPN employees were found on Ashley Madison's website.
100.
Wow. 100 from Bristol, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. It's probably all the former athletes that are working there now.
Of course.
That's a lot.
That's the whole station.
They're going to keep digging, man.
Start the clock.
You start your own clock.
Okay. I'm going to. Can you send a nude kissy face emoji? Boom. All right. And the clock is stopwatch running right now. When we get back from this break, we'll see if I was successful.
It's a Drew Garabo live sexting challenge.
This is so fun. 727-579-1025 at 800-771-1025. Seth Kushner, what was your time again?
My time for receiving the sext was 2 minutes and 31 seconds.
Close one. Very close.
You beat me, didn't you?
Upon requesting a nude, I received one in 2 minutes, 6.45 seconds. Got full frontal in the bathroom.
Damn.
Full rear end shot, bathroom at work.
You got two pictures.
Two pictures in 2 minutes, 6.45 seconds.
What was your picture, Seth? Because that might be bonus points, depending on what the picture was.
This is my wife, but I got full-on hoots, so.
Just hoots?
Yeah, just hoots.
Not like that or anything.
I didn't get the front part of the bottom.
The front part of the bottom.
You know, that thing.
Are those stock photos, or she just took those?
Just took them. Like mere moments ago.
Got 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
That's nice. It seems like our girls were just on standby, just waiting for us to say send a picture.
Yeah.
2 minutes is incredible. We should go to the sexting Olympics.